Thanks for joining us here on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is sitting across from me here in our studio. He's been in office for a year now, and we're talking with the governor about his priorities for the state. And there's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What do you want to ask the governor? What do you want Wisconsin to do with surplus tax dollars? How do you think he can help dairy farmers? Call 800-642-1234. You can also email your questions to ideas@wpr.org. Governor Evers, welcome to the morning show.
Thanks, Keely. How are you today?
Good, thanks. We've got a lot of news happening this week. Wisconsin has hundreds of millions of dollars in a projected surplus, and you've just asked the legislature to spend some of that on education, tax relief, $250 million of it. What do you want that money to do?
Well, first of all, what we want, well, first of all, talking just about the surplus itself, half of it is going into the rainy day fund, which is a good idea. You never know where the economy is going. So that aside, there's still about $400 million left. And our plan is to do two things, increase funding for our schools and reduce property taxes. And frankly, we can do both. Actually, we want to get the schools of the state to two-thirds funding, which is something the Republicans had as a goal last time around when we did a budget. And actually, when Governor Walker was governor, his Blue Ribbon Task Force, that was one of his major goals, is to get to two-thirds funding. And so we can do that. We're using $230 million for that purpose. And that is, yes, it increased funding for the schools so that they can get back to two-thirds funding, but it also reduces the pressure on them to have to go to referenda, which has happened over the last 6 or 7 years at great numbers, and that's just not sustainable. So having more state funding will reduce that pressure on the taxes. And then we're going to take $130 million to go right into property tax relief. It's called equalized aid, which isn't an aid. It goes against the property tax bill. And so we believe it will help schools avoid going to referendum. It actually will give them some more resources, especially in the area of special education and mental health. And then we are also going to, and rural schools funding also. And then the remainder, the $130 million, will go right into property tax relief. So we believe it connects all the dots going forward.
So let me clarify. Is it $250 million total for schools and tax relief, or is the $250 million for schools and then there's additional money from the surplus for tax relief?
Right. It's $130 million plus $250 million, $300 some million, as I remember it. But the money all has property tax relief component to it, because the $130 million to go into tax relief is directly on the tax bill. The other makes it less need that schools reduces their need to go to referendum.
Yeah, we spoke with Republican State Representative Jim Steinecke earlier on the program today. He says supports more funding for education, but says that lawmakers should handle that in the regular general budgeting process, not with surplus dollars. What's your response?
Well, we're looking at using the surplus dollars to take care of some water control, water quality issues, and some issues around homelessness and mental health. So but in this case, it is around property tax relief, and that's what they want.
Yeah. Republicans are also, he says, going through ideas of how to return this money to people. Steinecke says, you know, this is essentially people in Wisconsin overpaying for what we have budgeted. So why not just look initially when you see this surplus to returning it to the people of Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's a good question. But the fact that the state hasn't done their share in supporting our public schools financially, that money is raised locally now through property taxes. And so if we want to help local property taxpayers, this is a way of the state making that happen. So it is property tax relief, but it goes to the schools. And by raising their ability or raising the money that's coming from the state, that lowers their need to go to the local taxpayer. So it's the same. It comes out with the same thing, but it also gets us to some goals that we want.
How do you respond, though, to the criticism that this is an oversimplification, but really, you know, we've budgeted for $80 worth of something, and I, as a taxpayer, have given over $100 of it, and instead of giving me that $20 back, because it's not in the budget, you are going to use it in different areas, albeit school funding. I mean, can you see why people would think that that's my money? I'd prefer it come back in a tax rebate of some sort.
Oh, a tax rebate they have to wait for anyway. So it's not as if everybody's going to suddenly receive a notarized check from Scott Fitzgerald. It comes out the same, and frankly, I think they'll get more of it, and they'll get better schools as a result.
And, you know, there have been different priorities between the governor's office and the legislature. If Republicans in the legislature reject the school funding plan and instead do pass a tax cut, is that something you're prepared to sign, or would you veto it?
I'm not prepared to even consider that now. I have a priority for our kids, and that's where I'm at.
We're talking with Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers, and we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. And let's bring Mike from Wanakee on. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, and good morning, Governor. I just wanted to make the comment that historically, tax cuts and things like that favor the more wealthy, the richer people of Wisconsin, whereas educational funding typically favors the more rural districts, the poorer citizens of Wisconsin. And I think the problem is I think there's the hurdle of the tax cuts provide what, you know, that cash grab, the feeling of, hey, I'm going to have money now. The problem is to do any kind of rebate is going to cost money. So there's going to be less money going out to people, even if we do something like that, versus being able to apply that money towards education and towards property taxes, which will, especially in rural districts, help alleviate the tax bills, especially with so many referendums going on. I'm just curious, how are you going to approach getting over that immediate cash grab mentality to try to get people to understand that really the best thing for the majority of people in Wisconsin is going to be the educational funding versus immediate tax cuts?
Mike, thanks so much for that question. Governor Evers.
Yeah, Mike, what we'll do is take you on the road and talk to people around the state about that issue. Of course, it's not only more fair to everybody because not everybody pays taxes at the same level. So this every property taxpayer will receive a tax cut under this plan, and it at the same time makes sure that education is funded at the level that everybody wanted. You know, it's disappointing to me to hear that when the Assembly Republicans send me a letter saying we got to get to 2/3 funding, and we find a way to do that without, and at the same time reduce property taxes. That seems like a good deal to me. I'm not quite sure what's why they changed their tune about 2/3 funding.
And Governor Evers, are you open to small changes to your plan? Because right now this is a plan, or is it the plan?
Well, certainly, I believe reaching common ground is important, and if we can do it with making minor changes or you know, combining things, I'm fine with that.
All right, Governor Tony Evers stays with us. We're taking your questions for him at 800-642-1234. Do you live in rural Wisconsin? How's the economy doing where you live? What do you think about the governor's call for citizens to be involved in drawing the state's political maps? Now is your time. You can email us your questions, your comments to ideas@wpr.org. Our conversation continues ahead. I'm Keeley Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. from calls for special sessions on agriculture and a tax surplus to school funding. We're talking with Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keeley Boltina, and there's room for you in our conversation. You can email ideas at WPR.org with your question for the governor, and you can also tweet us. We are at WPR Mornings. And let's jump right in. John from Richland Center has a question for the governor. John, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for letting me through, Governor. It's a privilege to talk with you this morning.
Good morning, John.
My question is related to, I had heard that you'd put proposals out to expand dairy farm aid, and it's almost as if Republicans now want to one-up you, and I read an article that they want to maybe even do a lot more than what you had proposed doing. My question is, you know, it's pretty obvious, I think, if you look at it, that there's plenty of existing support for farms and farmers. And despite all that support, they clearly don't work or haven't worked. And so I'm wondering two things. One, what makes you think that the support that you and or Republicans are proposing will have any more effectiveness than what we have currently? And I guess the second question is maybe a little hypothetical, but when will it ever be enough support? Will there ever come a day when we maybe realize that, you know, supporting people and businesses that aren't viable on their own because of market forces just does not work? We're really just kind of fighting nature.
All right, John, thank you so much for those questions. John is talking about some proposals you put forward, a recent State of the State address to try to better help with the state's dairy crisis, Governor Evers.
Yeah, and John raised a couple of good questions, and I'll try to address the last one first, and that's providing funding or support to businesses or farms that maybe it's time that they're going to fail anyway. And just talking about dairy, I don't believe that's the case. I think there is a strong export market that we can try to get and help farmers get rid of some of the oversupply of milk. But in addition, I think if we worked with them to provide funds, not necessarily to expand their output, but to provide them with the resources they need, whether it's loans or grants or expertise, to use technology to make their operations more efficient, not expand their herds and have more output, but to increase their bottom line. And that's everybody's goal, is to increase their bottom line. So I think we can do some things there. The other money that we're providing in this proposal is about farmer mental health, making sure that that we have opportunities for them to diversify, which is another way to get more product to the market and more money in their pockets. So I think there's ways that we can we can use to do that. The first question was about the current programs and what the Republicans are proposing and what we're proposing. That's all it's kind of sorting out. I mean, what you read about was a kind of an initial salvo, and so hopefully at the end of the day we will have a good program that brings support to farmers where they're at, and also helps them become more efficient so that their bottom line is better.
And Governor Evers, you say it's not necessarily about producing more, because there's long been a push to sell dairy, even right, back to the Got Milk commercials, and right, we have this milk surplus. And yet one of the proposals that you are putting forth is this idea that Wisconsin should increase its dairy exports to 20% of the milk supply, right, in the United States. So how do those work together?
Well, increasing exports, and that's a good idea, that helps us use some of that surplus we have. I don't believe the exports will necessarily cause people to, if we increase exports, cause people to produce more milk. I think what it'll do is it'll give them more markets to sell the milk they have.
So it's about generating more demand, right, outside of Wisconsin than it is about creating more supply here.
Right, right. You know, we believe that for the most part there is an oversupply in the state. Actually, there are people that don't agree with that, but I think there is. And also, we're going to have more competition from outside the country. The Journal Sentinel articles that this last winter talked talking about large dairy farms in Cambodia and Vietnam and so on. So we're already having some competition there. So it's more finding ways to diversify farming, dairy farming, and then also sell the oversupply that we have, and also help them get the technology they need, especially small and medium-sized farms, to become more efficient, therefore a better bottom line.
We're talking with Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers. He's a Democrat who's more than a year into his term here leading Wisconsin. And we're also taking your calls, your questions for the governor at 800-642-1234. And next, let's go to Ann from Campbellsport. Ann, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, Governor Evers. I want to thank you for the job you're doing despite all the political obstacles you're facing. But my main concern is about gerrymandering and the Republican lock on their elections through that process. I've heard Robin Voss and my senator, Dewey Strobel, state it's their constitutional duty to draw the maps, but they don't ever mention how, for the first time in 2010, the lines were drawn by computer software. I've also heard they are promoting or going forward with a process that will bypass your veto on any gerrymandering efforts. Can you offer some hope that gerrymandering will end and all of our votes will count?
Yeah, thanks, Ann. And I'll quickly answer that. What I know is that the governor has had the veto over the legislators drawing in the maps of for the entire time the state's been a state. It's been challenged a couple of times, and the Supreme Court has supported the governor's veto. So I am going forward believing that that's going to happen. I have a chance to veto that. In turn, what we have set in motion is to have a commission that will, outside of that legislative process, go around the state and listen to people and work with the people in the congressional districts that we have, and at the end of the day, draw fair maps and nonpartisan maps. And so we will give that to the legislature. They can consider it. Clearly, they've indicated that they're going to draw them as they have in the past in secret and gerrymander them as badly as they have before. And so people have a chance to look at the maps that our commission does, a nonpartisan map versus what the legislature does. And I believe that they'll prefer ours. And so that may end up in court, but we will have an option for the legislature, a good option that does nonpartisan maps.
Governor Evers, how do you respond, though, to criticism that you, a Democrat, can't create a nonpartisan commission because, by definition, there's partisanship involved?
Well, I won't be doing it. The people that are on this commission will be nonpartisan, and they'll draw the maps. Simple as that.
All right, let's bring in one more call while we've still got the governor here. Joan from Eau Claire is ready to talk. Joan, what are you wondering this morning?
Good morning. Thank you, Governor Evers, for all you do.
Thanks,
my question is, what is your plan moving forward for preserving our pristine Wisconsin environment, and especially with an uncooperative legislature? And thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thanks, Joan, for the question. We are planning to do that in several different ways, and we're working with the legislature to preserve our water. That's clearly one of our top priorities. The year of the clear water was clean drinking water was last year, and we're going to continue that on until it actually has happened. But we're getting some bipartisan support to regulate PFAS in the state of Wisconsin, those chemicals that don't ever go away, legacy chemicals. And so that's a great starting point, but we also need to work, frankly, with our farmers and industries of the state and homeowners to make sure that agriculture practices are such that we can mitigate nitrates going into the soil as well as phosphates. And so I think we're in a good starting place, Joan, but it's going to take a lot of work. Anytime you use the words regulation, that gets people kind of crazy. And so we want to work with businesses and our farmers and our environmentalists and draw up a good plan. But we're headed in the right direction, I'll tell you that.
Governor Evers, I've noticed that all of our callers today have had some sort of reference to the fact that the Republicans control the legislature and you're a Democrat, and we've seen some impasse there. So sure. How are you committed to figuring this out and making this work for the people of Wisconsin, regardless of the issue?
Yeah, well, we certainly have to reach common ground, and that's been tough to do. We essentially did that with a budget we passed last year where we proposed a budget and set a very, very high bar. The Republicans, I believe, went to a place that they felt some discomfort going to, and we had a pretty much of a bipartisan compromise budget at the end of the day. So that's a good way to do it. But the politics nowadays, and we are just we reflect the national politics. Thank goodness we're not anywhere near what goes on in Washington, D.C., but we just have to keep working at it. There's no magic wand. We try to put together proposals. I believe our education proposals with $250 million and $130 million of that going into direct property taxes, I think that should be bipartisan, because that's exactly what the legislature has asked in the past.
All right. Governor Evers, thank you for joining us this morning.
You bet. Thanks.
That was Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers talking about special session plans, the dairy industry, a budget surplus, and, of course, taking your questions. Up next is news. Then WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief joins the program to continue this conversation about state politics. What questions do you have after Governor Evers' comments? What news are you watching out of the Capitol? 800-642-1234. I'm Keeley Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.